Now, let us talk about Cardinal Stage Company and the upcoming season. Just last month, you announced the lineup, five big productions, but there are other productions too, right? We'll go over, first, let's talk about these five big productions.
Our main stage series,
I'm going to read these off, and you're going to fill in the rest.
Yeah.
September 5th, The Great Gatsby. That runs through September 22nd. After that, Disney's Newsies from December 12th through the 29th. Then The Roommate, January 30th through February 16th. The penultimate, Ada and the Engine, March 26th through April 11th. And then you close it all out with Hedwig and the Angry Inch, June 11th through June 28th. That's the main stage production lineup.
Correct.
What else is there?
We also, we've been running a Cardinal for Kids or a Theater for Young Audiences series for many years now. It's going on almost a decade now, our Cardinal for Kids series. And these are theater experiences for the youngest of audiences. And we have two shows in that
About
series.
About what age?
Pre-K through, I'd say, middle elementary is typical. Okay. Depends on the show and the subject matter. We try to always do one show in that series that's for the little kids. So you can bring your three-year-olds on up.
Do they sit through an entire production?
The magic of this series and these shows is not only are they short, they're only 60 minutes long. So you're
60?
Really 60.
Yeah, 60 minutes.
So not only are you not testing their patience sitting down, but they're also incredibly fast-paced, fun, funny. There's always something going on stage, and it's kind of fostering an environment where they can feel free to like laugh out loud, talk to the actors if they want to say something. You know, they're not shows where you as an adult, if you're sitting in the audience full with a room full of kids, are going to be upset that they're interrupting the experience.
Quiet.
and we don't want theater to be that. I mean, theater is it runs the spectrum. You know, like there are definitely. I love a good drama where you sit there and you stroke your chin and you take it all in, and then you talk about it afterwards. And then I love like our kid shows. You see these young kids show up for these shows, and they are so receptive. They're the best audiences in a lot of ways, because if it's a really good show, they give it back to you, and they're screaming and they're laughing. And if it's a bad show, they are telling you it's a bad show. We had a preview performance of a kid's show last season that where a section of the show was going a little slower than normal, and I remember there was like a probably 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid in like the center of the audience that just put his head back at one point and goes, "Oh, I'm so bored," like really loud. And
I've never done that in the theater. I don't know.
Right? As an adult, you don't do that. You might have been in the theater and wanted to do that.
Yes, yeah.
And you're like, man, Jacob, you go. That's awesome. You get to do that. And you better believe, like, immediately the director and the designers, they're like, yep, gotta tighten that section of the show up, you know? They've responded to it.
Pure feedback.
Yep. Yep. So this coming Cardinal for Kids series we're doing in October, we're bringing back a production of Charlotte's Web that we're really excited about. And I had not read or seen Charlotte's Web since I was a kid. And I read this adaptation and I cried. I'm like a grown man crying. It still is such a beautiful story of friendship that really is. It's conditional and unconditional in a lot of ways, this friendship between Wilbur and Charlotte. And it's also just a beautiful introduction to teach kids about not only the nature of friendship, but death and dealing with loss. So we're really excited to bring that back. A lot of our teachers that participate in our Cardinal for Schools program, where we introduce students to live theater, they've been clamoring for that to come back, so we're excited about that. And then in the spring, in May of 2020, we'll be doing a production of The Stinky Cheese Man
and other
fairly stupid tales. this is based on another children's book. I think it was published in the early 90s. One of my favorites for a long time. I read it to my kids. I love reading it to them because it's something that I really enjoy reading because it's so ridiculous. They're just riffs on these old classic fairy tales. So instead of the gingerbread man, it's the stinky cheese man, and no one wants to chase after the guy because he's a stinky block of cheese. And then instead of like the princess and the pea, it's the princess and the bowling ball. I think it's really great. It's going to be really fun to be able to like show these kids like, hey, you know, these stories aren't sacred, you know, you can twist them a little bit and you can make them mean something completely different. I think it's a really great way to kind of get those young creative juices flowing.
You can have fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fun with story.
Last fall, big news,
The
National Theater Company grant, $10,000.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, that grant is something that was introduced 10 years ago by the American Theater Wing, which is,
right,
a lot of people might not know this, but that's the organization that operates the Tony Awards every year. So they own the Tony Awards, they present the Tony. So they've been a highly esteemed theatrical advocacy organization for generations now. And they started this National Theater Company Award, it was about 10 years ago, I believe, to honor those new young theaters across the country that were really doing innovative and engaging work in bringing professional regional theater to their communities. And so while it's not a huge award in terms of the dollar amount, the recognition that it provided us was amazing. We're the first theater in Indiana to receive this award. So that was a big deal in and of itself. But they only give 4 awards away to new theater companies every year, theaters that have yet to receive an award in the past, and over 100 applicants for this award. So that was a big deal. I think it really was the first time I think we sat back and said, yeah, what we're doing here not only matters locally, but it matters nationally. Like we can absolutely produce work here that I think continues to set the tone for the industry nationally.
And people in, say, Boise, Idaho, then
exactly,
can now hear about Bloomington, Indiana, and the Cardinal Stage Company.
Exactly.
So national recognition.
And I had so many of my theater friends, you know, from around the country when that award was announced say, like, hey, way to go. You know, like it was, they stood up and paid notice for the first time, I think, what we're trying to accomplish here in Bloomington with the performing arts community here. And, you know, when I went to accept the award, I got to talk to a lot of the other administrators that were also part of the theater companies that were awarded that year. And I realized, like, what we have here is really, really special. Like, you know, none of the other theaters that were awarded have a robust Theater for Young Audiences program that engages with its local school system in a really meaningful way. You know, none of them have the type of corporate support that we receive from our business community here that said, like, hey, this is something that we want to exist and that we know provides a value to our community. We're seeing a significant return on our investment when we give to Cardinal Stage or to Lotus or to all these other arts organizations. You know, I'm really proud that we live in an environment like that that's so supportive.
Bloomington, Indiana.
Heck yeah.